One of the stories, for which investigative reporter Greg Palast is best known, was his exposure of the state of Florida's list of disqualified voters in the 2000 presidential election.
I'm watching a parade of black people in 2000 come before the camera saying they couldn't vote, and I'm thinking there's got to be a computer program that's knocking these people out. And sure enough, I get a couple floppy disks. Catherine Harris had a program which was supposed to identify from databases illegal voters, felons, and she identified in the end about 94,000 people, and most of them were guilty of voting while black.
But missing from that list, says Palast, were the names of any convicted felons.
Are there criminals on this list? Are there felon voters? No. Out of 94,000, the number of illegal voters was exactly zero. It's a felony crime if you illegally vote and you always get caught. It's not a crime that happens.
However, it did identify the race of each person, the majority of them being black. Then, he says, Florida elections officials got creative.
They did a very good job making use of the fact that African Americans have common names. Here's an example. Robert Moore commits a crime. Bobby Moore, B-O-B-B-I, loses her vote in Florida. So Mr. Robert Moore removes the vote of Mrs. Bobby Moore. If you go name after name after name after name, you find the same thing.
Flash forward to 2012, and Palast says the same sort of exclusionary tactics are now being bankrolled at the national level. His cautionary new book, Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, reports that one man alone has given Karl Rove $20 million just for that purpose.
The main purpose of this money is for creating something called Data Trust, a massive data mining operation. And the Kochs have one, too, which is called Themis. Put together Themis and Data Trust, and you have a monster Jim Crow machine, which can identify voters to challenge and block. They now have the computing power and the funds to take this purge and block and challenge operation to a whole new ugly level.
Billionaires and Bandit Ballots was officially published last Tuesday, and Palast is now on tour behind it, hoping its revelations can have an effect between now and November 6th.
I hate continually reporting about the theft of election after it's been stolen. Let's try to prevent it this time. So what I'm trying to show is that these billionaires have a strong reason to bend the election, to buy the election. Half of them aren't even Republicans. It's not like this is a partisan issue for them. This is a business issue for them.
And Palast, who will appear in Santa Rosa Tuesday evening, says he too is nonpartisan. But he clearly has a message.
Its subtitle is How to Steal an Election in 9 Easy Steps. So the databases for purging is one. Blocking people or ejecting people from polling places because they don't have the ID that these guys decided to demand. That's number two. And then there's 7 more. And this is put out by my not-for-profit foundation, by the way. I don't make any money out of this. I just want to make sure that whoever the voters vote for is the guy that gets inaugurated. That's the issue. If we can't do that in America, then we ain't America no more.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.